Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today, talking about the economic incentives of cattle traceability in just a moment.
Time to take back your pastures from the parasites with Long Range, the first and only extended-release dewormer that takes just one dose. One dose for up to 150 days of effective parasite control. One dose for more weight gain in your cattle and more dollars in your back pocket. So this grazing season, send parasites packing and see your animals packing on the pounds. Because while there's a lot you can do for your cattle's health, nothing has greater economic impact than relieving the parasite burden. Ask your veterinarian or Behringer Ingelheim sales representative about season-long parasite control from Long Range. Or check out thelongrangelook.com.
Federal law restricts this drug to use by or on the order of a licensed veterinarian for use in cattle only, not for use in humans or other animal species. Keep out of reach of children. Not for use in breeding bulls or in calves less than 3 months of age. Not for use in female dairy cattle 20 months of age or older, including dry dairy cows or indel calves. Post-injection site damage such as granulomas and necrosis can occur. These reactions have disappeared without treatment. Not for intravenous or intramuscular use. Do not treat within 48 days of slaughter. Full prescribing information, visit thelongrangelook.com.
USDA is proposing that we go to an electronic ID system only for cattle when it comes to trace back for animal disease purposes. In concert with that, Dr. James Mitchell, along with Dr. Glenn Tonser up at Kansas State, have been working on research looking at cattle producers and buyers' willingness to adapt cattle traceability.
USDA program designers are really concerned about increasing our response time to diseases, preventing disease losses. But as we know, those were most in the cattle industry in making money, right? And so you have kind of like this conflicting story here of trying to make an effective traceability program, but also trying to incentivize people to use this program, because for a traceability program to be effective, you need high enrollment both at the animal level and at the producer level. And so what this study really tried to look at was how does program design and market incentives act together to hopefully try and increase participation in electronic traceability program. And so when I say private incentives, we're talking prices. So what we call feeder cattle sellers in this paper are those that are going to be marketing cattle with some form of traceability. And then you've got buyers, so feedlots, stockers, backgrounders are going to be purchasing these cattle with different forms of traceability. So we're looking at what kind of premium would a cow-calf producer need to adopt this kind of a program, and is that premium even feasible for a feedlot to want to pay that to receive cattle with that same form of traceability?
Dr. Mitchell says it's not surprising, but cost is a major consideration in going forward successfully with any sort of an ID system on the younger cattle under 18 months of age.
Using producer surveys, we presented cow-calf producers, backgrounders, stockers, feedlots with scenarios where they could choose among different traceability options. And then based on their answer to those questions, we can back out how they value specific traceability attributes. So kind of the benchmark here is visual traceability. So that's applying like a visual ear tag like you'd normally see. We also consider the option where a producer could select not to do anything, so no form of traceability, or some form of electronic traceability, which is timely, as that's kind of the direction USDA wants to take the current traceability program in the U.S.
And the cost of implementation was a key part of the research.
Yeah, so for a feeder cattle seller, so a seed stock operation or a cow-calf operation, we've got that implementation and cost, so the per head cost of using a traceability system. And then from the buyer's perspective, we treat the feeder cattle premium discount as their primary cost of adopting this traceability system at the feedlot level.
And Mitchell says no big surprise, but cost is likely to be a trigger in moving one way or the other any sort of effort by cattle producers when it comes to traceability.
So an unsurprising but still important thing to note is for feeder cattle sellers, they are more sensitive to the cost of implementing a traceability system than they are the premium or discount they might receive for selling cattle with some form of traceability. On the other side of that, for feeder cattle buyers, they are more price sensitive to the cost or the premium discount they would have to pay to receive cattle with some form of traceability than they are the premium discount that they might receive moving forward. And so when you think about sellers, I mean, that's not entirely surprising, because that cost of implementing a traceability program, that's more than just the physical cost of purchasing a tag and implementing a tag. That can be changes in how you manage animals. That could be changing your record keeping system, how you process animals, things like that. So that cost is a very important aspect for those that are making that first adoption decision.
Ag economist James Mitchell talking about the research that he and Dr. Glenn Tonger have been working on regarding cattle producers and buyers' willingness to adopt cattle traceability. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Midwest Farm Shows produces both the Oklahoma City Farm Show held in April and the Tulsa Farm Show in December. This year, the 26th annual Tulsa Farm Show will be held December 12th, 13th, and 14th at River Spirit Expo on the Tulsa State Fairground. As Oklahoma's largest indoor farm show with over 400,000 square feet of exhibits, the Tulsa Farm Show is a great place to show off your product or service to the public and farm and ranch community. For more information, call 507-437-7752. Midwest Farm Show is a proud sponsor of the Ron Hayes Daily Farm and Ranch Email.
And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.